Some elderly and disabled refugees arrive in the U.S. with little but the clothes on their backs, and some depend on aid from the federal government to help them survive. But for thousands of refugees, those payments are being cut off because they've missed a deadline to become U.S. citizens. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
As 79-year-old Rosa Chertok and her 89-year-old husband Adolf show a visitor yellowed photos of themselves in the former Soviet Union, Rosa vows never to return to her homeland.
Yet. No.
Chertok says as Jews, the two suffered years of persecution in the industrial city of Rostov-on-Don before landing in Cleveland in 1996. Because of their refugee status, the two were eligible for Medicaid and a monthly federal payment called Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, that has sustained them. But in September, Chertok says through an interpreter that they received a letter from the government telling them their income checks would stop.
When they received the letter, they were desperate. They were fearful and they were devastated because they did not know what to do. It was only their financial support.
Because of a provision in the Welfare Reform Act of 1996, thousands of elderly and disabled refugees are losing their federal benefits this year. The law requires refugees who arrived after August 22, 1996, to become citizens within 7 years. Because of a misunderstanding, the Chertoks waited too long before applying for citizenship. Now they've run out of time. Cheryl Lewis with Jewish Family Service in Cleveland has helped more than 6,000 refugees become citizens. Lewis says distinct barriers to citizenship exist for disabled and elderly refugees, not least of which is a written test.
Once someone is older, I mean at least 50 years old, it becomes very difficult to learn a new language. And one of the requirements of the test is that you're supposed to take it in English. And we were concerned because what was going to happen to these people with no medical benefits or no SSI?
While the law requires refugees to become citizens within 7 years, Lewis notes they can't apply for citizenship until they've lived here 5 years. So refugees actually have just 2 years to complete the naturalization process. Thousands who may lose their benefits have rushed to become citizens, but additional security procedures put in place after the September 11th terrorist attacks are lengthening the time it takes to become a citizen. Officials with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, now part of the Department of Homeland Security, admit that many immigrants are caught up in the administrative backlog, primarily due to required background checks. USCIS spokesman Russ Kanoki says President Bush's goal is to process all immigrants within 6 months by 2006.
We are, without question, committed to reducing the backlog, but at the same time, we are equally committed to enhancing our nation's security.
The restrictions under the 1996 law were imposed out of a desire that aliens not depend on public resources to meet their needs. But Cheryl Lewis of Jewish Family Service says refugees are fleeing their home country's borders to escape oppression.
They came here because of persecution. They didn't come here because they want to get benefits.
Lewis and other advocates are urging Congress to pass an extension for the refugees. The Social Security Administration office estimates that thousands more refugees will miss the citizenship deadline by next year unless Congress amends the law. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.